Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, what is he doing?
Well, it's interesting, and I'm surprised somebody hadn't thought about it before. What he did is he's hosting a fundraiser for the South Carolina Democratic Party, and it's going to be raising money for the midterm election drive there. Now, the mayor of Los Angeles, with that Hollywood Rolodex, gets him over there, wines him and dines him, and raises him some badly needed money. It's a smart move because South Carolina, while not one of the bigger states, is one of the more important ones in the early primaries. Can you make it in South Carolina? Can you win the South? How many times have you heard pundits pour that out of the TVs and radios? And so he's putting money down there. Why the party? Well, usually what, you know, hopefuls do is they court the elected officials. They bring the senator in from a state or a congressman or a governor and raise money for them in the hopes that they'll show them around the state when it's time to run for president. But South Carolina, I'm not even sure they have a prominent Democrat in the Senate or the House. They're trying to elect some. So he's giving a helping hand to the party. And when he shows up there, they'll be there to maybe return the favor.
Yeah, it's an interesting approach because, as you say, it sort of endears him to the larger party even more than a particular candidate or two, and shows his ability to bring in money to the party. Money talks.
Right, money talks, and when you get it, people listen. Now, it's always been an iffy situation or a fun one to watch these guys and gals come through, because they come through San Francisco like you wouldn't believe. All of the contenders, whether even if they're running for Senate or governor in Maryland or Massachusetts or anywhere, Georgia, they stop by and they pick up money from San Francisco, especially if they're Democrats, because we have a lot of money. And like you said, it's to curry favor back and forth. But when you curry favor with one, there's a chance you're ticking off another one, right? Because if Jeff and Patty are both running in a primary for that spot, and Jeff shows up and gets money from Mayor Phil, when Mayor Phil goes back to that state and Patty won the election, she might not be too keen on that. But by giving it to the party, you're in a sense giving it to everyone. And Jeff, you're making a very good point. It's a behind-the-scenes way to start building up friends in all these states, and a lot of them are in the smaller states that people don't pay attention to because they don't have big stars. But when those presidential primaries roll around, like it or not, it's the small states that play a big role. And if you can raise some good money for them, you can get a big return when it matters.
You really think he's going to run, Garcetti's going to run in 2020?
Why not? Why not, okay. Patty? Why not? He's a guy from L.A.
He's not
what else
very
is he
well known
do?
Outside of Los Angeles, Southern California.
Yeah. Well, I got to remember, there was a guy by the name of Barack Obama, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton. I don't recall them being household names before they took the dive.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.